Berkshire's only rock station. 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Exactly what we're doing, ringing out the old, ringing the new. George Harrison, ding dong ding, to open up the first show of 2023.
Yes, we are. I decided to go ahead.
Do not change. Do not change your dial. This is the talk. We're just
yes.
brand new of 2023. Our first show. Happy New Year to everybody.
Or as we like to say, Happy New Fears.
Say Happy New Fears. So we are continuing our series on aromatherapy.
Yes.
She's got her pain cream in hand and then actually doing this live as we do this on the radio, UP1 PCTV. Sorry, no cameras in the studio. You can't see what's going on.
She's got the pain cream on,
and she put the pain cream on her knee to go with the series that we're doing on aromatherapy. So far we've talked about the effects of what essential oils are, what aromatherapy is,
yes,
the history of essential oils,
yes,
the distillation process. Last week you started with part one of
the spiritual aspect
of essential oils,
yes,
which we will finish today, and then we'll get into the clinical trials of essential oils.
Like he said, my leg was bothering me about 4 o'clock in the morning, had real bad pain, I mean, enough to make me want to rip my knee right off. Got up, put the pain cream on my leg, and it took about maybe 5 to maybe 8 minutes for everything to go right into the old thing and work right away and got rid of that pain. Where it's will go ahead, known factor, folks, it takes 35 to 45 minutes just to go ahead and have a Motrin go ahead and take that same effect, or Tylenol, because it just nothing but sits into your stomach and it's got to go through your bloodstream, where this works instantly on contact with the flesh of your skin.
Well, not instantly. It works at the cellular level, so it takes a few minutes for it to get in there.
Excuse me.
You're right. It does work a lot faster than Motrin.
A lot safer, and you don't end up with a bleeding ulcer from the Motrin.
As you'll find out when we do the clinical trials. So, we don't have visual aids here, so for the effect of people on PCTV that are just listening to this, because you don't have cameras in the Beatles Forever studio where we're doing this from, and for the people on TBR, she's got this little thing of pain cream. Maybe next week when we're actually back in the studio, I'll bring some visual aids with me. But she has this little thing of pain cream. It's all natural. It's made out of goat's milk. It has essential oils in it. And she puts it on her knee, and next thing you know, she's dancing around the house. She goes from limping around, crawling around, to dancing around. That's how good this stuff works on her.
Well, same thing with your daughter. I mean, our youngest daughter, Tabitha, had gone ahead and injured her wrist pretty bad, and she was complaining and, you know, griping to Dad that it was burning. Dad goes over, reaches over, grabs the pain cream, and hands it to his daughter and goes, here, use this. Next thing you know, she's going, oh, my God, it feels better. Oh, no more pain. Thanks, Dad. I love you to death.
So let's finish your thing on the speleology of
spirituality.
Spirituality, as I said.
You said something else.
It's 9 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. What do you expect?
So the transplant didn't work, huh?
The transplant did not work yet. And
I need to get the list from the cat. Thank you, Theo. Yes, our in-studio mascot, apparently, who likes to say hi to everything, and he's turning the other.
Who's only in-studio mascot for Beatles Forever.
Yes.
Studio when we do things here, because I don't know how we'd react if we actually brought him into the actual TBR studio.
Oh, I think he loses his mind. Anyway. here's the second half of the list. Clear Sage, the essential oil for clarity and vision. Use it to balance your creativity and open your intuitive pathways. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Eucalyptus. In magical circles, eucalyptus has a long history of lore and being able to invigorate the body and the mind, relax and cleanse your mind to bring out the creative side. Yeah, eucalyptus. Frankincense. There is scientific evidence that frankincense may have the ability to regulate emotions such as anxiety and depression. Usually, frankincense is used as a purifier. Thus, it's used in many religious ceremonies. So, yeah, they put it in the infuser for mass, and it's actually used to cleanse the area and everything. Essential oil can calm, and because essential oil can calm and soothe the soul. It is an excellent essential oil for inspiring creativity. Jasmine and some ritual keeping quartz crystals and a jasmine herb together promote new creative thoughts, allowing the powerful magic of jasmine essential oil to flood your mind with creativity that is lurking just below the surface. That might be a good reason why you're relaxing and coming up with new stuff for your crafts there, Ma.
That's a good idea, considering I just recently came up with some new stuff, and all I have is a bunch of jasmine laying around.
Maybe. Let me see. Mandarin oil. This essential oil seems to go hand in hand with creativity. Mandarin essential oil helps create a smooth and uplifting atmosphere that is in conjunction with creativity. Mandarin has the magical properties of generating inspiration and can assist you in this awakening. And finally, mandarin is also known as an angelic fragrance. So there you go. It's known as one of the angelic fragrances, along with rose, jasmine, lavender, frankincense, and myrrh.
So really quick, while you were doing your thing, I looked on Amazon.
Oh, yeah?
They have the empty capsules.
Oh, the little the gel capsule.
We can't say how much they are, but...
Yeah, for the nominal fees.
They have the empty capsules on Amazon. You put the essential oils in them, and then you just swallow them.
Like I said, for the nominal fees. Let me see.
Just look on Amazon for this stuff. It's believe it or not, it's not all that expensive.
No, it's not. Let me see. Peppermint oil is known as the oil of concentration. Hello, Luke. The aroma. Is there a parakeet talking in the back? The aroma of peppermint oil will allow you to let go of your ambitions and allow creativity at hand. Breathing in this essential oil allows yourself to be creative. If you're lacking in motivation, maybe peppermint oil can help. And the last one is rosemary. Incredible energy signature of rosemary is creativity and remembrance. By infusing the magic of rosemary in your daily life, you can allow yourself the balance. allow yourself to balance the flow of your thoughts and your creativity. Nowadays, people use essential oils to open the mind, enhance spiritual connections, and invite inspiration. They do so by inhaling the essential oils through meditation, and also through diluted essential oils. You dilute it with the carrier oil and stuff like that. Let's just put it this way. We'll cover that when we get to, like, roll-ons and stuff.
Right, which will probably be next week. We'll probably bring visual aids since we'll be back in the TBR studio. So that brings us up.
Hold on. You apply it to the crown. You apply it to the crown of the head or the base of the skull or over the heart for meditation. And also on top of that, it's been known to, in clinical studies, to calm and relax you during meditation processes. So there you go. Speaking of clinical trials.
We're going to talk about some clinical trials really quickly. Like, we saw the study of anxiety and depression. A trial of 103 cancer patients studied the effects of massage compared to massage with Roman chamomile essential oil. 2 weeks later, a decrease in anxiety and improved symptoms were noted in the group that had massage with essential oil. The group that had massage only did not have the same benefits. Another study of 58 patients with various cancers who completed 6 aromatherapy sessions showed a decrease in anxiety and depression compared with before the sessions began. A randomized controlled trial studied the effects of inhalation and aromatherapy on anxiety during radiation therapy. There were 313 patients randomly assigned to either lavender, bergamot, or cedarwood essential oils. There were no difference reported in depressions or anxiety between the groups. The next study they did on sleep was newly diagnosed patients with acute myeloid leukemia who were hospitalized to receive intensive chemotherapy inhaled an essential oil through a diffuser overnight for 3 weeks. Patients were given the choice of lavender, peppermint, or chamomile. Improvement was reported in sleep, tiredness, drowsiness, lack of appetite, depression, anxiety, and well-being. Then there was a study on dry mouth where they did radioactive iodine may cause damage to salivary glands. Increased saliva production during treatment may increase damage to salivary glands. In a randomized controlled trial, patients who inhaled a mixture of lemon and ginger essential oils had increased saliva production compared with a placebo group. Then they did nausea and vomiting. A study of inhaled ginger essential oil in women receiving chemotherapy for breast cancer somewhat decreased acute nausea, but did not lessen vomiting or chronic nausea. A study of inhaled bergamot essential oil in children and adolescents at the time of stem cell infusion reported an increase in anxiety and nausea and no effect on pain. In a study of adult patients at the time of stem cell infusion, tasting or sniffing sliced oranges was more effective at reducing nausea, retching, and coughing than inhaling an essential oil, orange essential oil. Anything about orange?
What, about my mandarin orange?
Mandarin orange.
I like the mandarin orange. And I've gone ahead had done the herbal refreshment with mandarin orange.
The other herbal refreshment.
That's right.
Which, by the way, folks, it's an herb.
And
I don't know if you get essential. There's actually an essential oil that comes out of it.
Yes.
CBD.
Yes.
It's the essential oil that comes out of the herb.
And
we're talking about Mary Jane, folks.
That's right. And it's good for you, too. My doctor said so.
It's legal. We can talk about it.
My doctor went ahead and actually told him about that also as well, turned around and said, yes, that's also very helpful. Considering that the one that we had that was mixed with the mandarin orange, I went ahead, came back in, and made an interesting dinner out of something, and it was quite interesting. I mean, I was figuring, oh, what the heck. So there, it did inspire me to make a pretty interesting dish, and I managed to put that into my recipe now.
Yes, you can get
oil. Are you sure it was inspiration or just the munchies?
You get THC. Well, in marijuana, you can get THC oil and CBD oil out of it.
Yeah, true.
So, all right.
Because matter and creativity, yeah.
Yeah. Where was I? The woodsy aroma of rosemary may do more than perk up roast chicken. A small study of 20 people from Moss's research team at Northumbria University linked rosemary to improved memory and cognition, particularly among older adults. Another small study from Moss' team found that rosemary might improve test scores among school-age kids. Children who took tests in rooms scented with rosemary received higher scores than children in non-scented rooms. Despite his work investigating rosemary, Moss said he's not necessarily an advocate of promoting the use of essential oils, but thinks consumers should be able to make their own choices. One study of 100 people found that lavender slightly improved anxiety before surgery. The researchers cautioned, however, that additional research is needed before drawing conclusions between lavender aroma and anxiety. A small pilot study also found that peppermint oil capsules may be helpful for people who have problems swallowing during meals or experience non-cardiac chest pains. Consuming peppermint tablets helped ease discomfort in these patients, likely because the compounds help to relax smooth muscles in the lower esophagus. And like I just said earlier, if you go to Amazon, they have the little capsules, and they're not so expensive.
No.
We feel like 100 of them, they're fairly cheap. A review study found that tea tree oil is better than placebos and just as effective as benzoyl peroxide in stopping pimples. In addition to acne, several older studies suggested tea tree oil may be helpful for nail fungus and athlete's foot.
I also have it in a detangling spray, too. Yeah, my detangling spray is essential oils as rosemary, tea tree, cinnamon, and something else. I believe lavender and peppermint, I believe, are the last ones.
Yeah. We'll get more into that next week. About the other stuff outside of diffusers that do essential oils. Women having breast biopsies are randomly assigned to receive lavender sandalwood or orange peppermint essential oil drops placed on a felt tab and attached to their hospital gown or to no scent on the felt tab. So just like the little diffusers, there's little personal diffusers.
They're like mine?
Yeah, like yours. Darlene has one that's a little felt tab that you put
It's got oils on. Yeah, Ling Lang is my personal diffuser bracelet that I wear, and that's my other one outside of Jasmine. Thank you very much.
And does it help your anxiety?
Oh, does it ever! It helps a lot, especially when you're in a crowded place with a bunch of crazy people, and you're trying to get something done and people are turning around telling you, sniff your bracelet, it works.
And to go with that, women who received the lavender sandalwood aromatherapy tab had less anxiety than women who received the orange peppermint aromatherapy tab or the no scent. In a study of inhaled lavender essential oil, eucalyptus essential oil, or no essential oil in cancer patients having needles inserted into a central venous port catheter, patients who inhaled lavender essential oil reported less pain. A randomized controlled trial compared aromatherapy, music therapy, a combination of both, or a placebo in women with breast cancer.
Oh, like you do when you relax?
Like I do, yeah. I do music therapy. Maybe after we get done with this series on this, we'll do music therapy and combine everything.
Interesting.
They had...
That'd be a nice topic to go over after our little essential oil series is done. It'd be pretty cool.
So a randomized control randomized trial compared aromatherapy, music therapy, or a combination of both, or a placebo in women with breast cancer before and after they had a mastectomy. The aromatherapy group received a mixture of lavender, bergamot, and geranium essential oils, while the music group was given a choice of music styles. The combination of treatments was found to be more effective in lessening pain and anxiety than either treatment alone. And
that might be a good reason why I've been falling asleep with the radio on and the diffuser going.
Yeah, it might be.
Might be.
Safety testing on essential oil shows very few side effects or risks when they are used as directed. Most essential oils have been approved as ingredients in food and fragrances and are labeled as GRAS, generally recognized as safe, by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Swallowing large amounts of essential oils is not recommended, but you can swallow small amounts, like in the little tablets, little capsules that you can get on Amazon.
Oh, those little capsules hold like a couple little drops, and that's about it?
Yes. Allergic reactions or skin irritation may occur when essential oils are in contact with the skin for long periods of time. Sun sensitivity may occur when citrus or other essential oils are applied to the skin before going out in the sun. Lavender and tea tree essential oils have been found to have effects similar to estrogen and also block or decrease the effect of androgens. Applying lavender and tea tree essential oils to the skin over a long period of time was linked in one study to breast growth in boys who had not yet reached puberty. Is aromatherapy approved by the FDA? For use as a cancer treatment in the United States, aromatherapy products do not need FDA approval. Aromatherapy is not regulated by state law, and there is no licensing required to practice aromatherapy in the United States. Practitioners often combine aromatherapy training with other fields in which they are licensed, for example, massage therapy, nursing, acupuncture, or naturopathy.
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 I did not know about that. Interesting.
So there. Where was this? The John Hopkins put out a clinical trial, and the objective of this trial was sleep disturbances are recognized as important public health problem that affects physical, mental, and emotional health and well-being. Inhalation of essential oils may be safe alternative to pharmaceutical interventions for mild or moderate sleep disturbances. These were done between 1990 and 2010. The results, after I looked it up, was the search yielded 15 quantitative studies, including 11 randomized controlled trials that examined hypnotic effects of inhalation of essential oils. A majority of the study finds suggested a positive effect of essential oils on sleep. Lavender was the most frequently studied essential oil. No adverse events were reported. In the conclusions, inhalation of essential oils may be considered for people with mild sleep disturbance. Future studies with larger samples and stronger methods and our endpoints are needed to build on the findings. BMC, if you're here in West Massachusetts, you know about BMC, had a complementary medicine therapies report with the Mayo Clinic. And it was used, the use of essential oils is growing in the United States, but clinician attributes, experience, and beliefs regarding their use have not previously been studied. So the study was 105 out of 106 clinicians attendees, 99.1 of the Integrative Medicine Continuing Education Conference were surveyed using the audience response system to obtain baseline information. The majority of the participants used the medicine, integrative medicine approaches other than aromatherapy, 92.6, and recommended time clinicality of 96.8. And most had personally used essential oil, 61%, and wished to offer essential oil recommendations or therapies to their patients. 74% did that. Only 21% felt confident that their ability to counsel patients on safe use. Personal use of essential oils was highly correlated with confidence in the ability to counsel patients on safe use. So even patients were doing it. So final thoughts as we hit the last 4 minutes of the show.
Personally, I am seeing more positive things since we started using.
Well, personally, because using them. We do it here.
Personally, that's my own opinion.
We do it here. She's got her diffuser, her little personal diffuser that she keeps going. We got the diffusers going in the bedrooms. We've got
We find
pain cream that's made out of goat's milk. And
I also just recently got a interesting bar of soap with
dried rose petals,
sandalwood and rose, and it had crushed rose petals on top of.
You've got lotion that's made out lotions. Of blackberry and.
It's
black raspberry and.
Vanilla. Yeah, it's really nice.
I've got a vanilla one, and my daughter Tabby got me one that's got vanilla, patchouli,
and
black pepper in it.
Yeah, so.
And vitamin E.
Yeah. We've got some pretty interesting things.
We'll bring some. We might bring some visual aids next week since we'll be back in the studio, and it'll be a little bit hard for the people on WTBR on the radio side to see it, but we'll describe it for the PCTV people.
Yeah. Also for our personal effects, us ladies, like the idea of having our roll-ons for. PMS, anxiety, and also for bruises, it brings out some of the bruises or something, because I'm always bumping into something. I've got a severe case of klutzy.
And there's even essential oils that are safe for pets.
There is actually a lot of veterinarians have been recommending if you have animals with anxiety. To actually run a diffuser, but don't have to run a diffuser and the scents have been calming them, but make sure that the animals do not knock over the water diffuser. The list they've recommended is like lavender, chamomile, very light scents, nothing citrusy or cinnamony because it can affect. The noses of the kitty cats.
And essential oils are not sensitive to birds.
No.
But the aerosol sprays that you use in your bathrooms are sensitive to birds. That's why we make our own stuff. All right,
and also to bunny rabbits, too.
We got to fly. So hopefully we'll be back in the WTBR studio next week.
Yes.
And we'll talk about inhalers and tablets and pills. And
all kinds of different stuff. The many
roll-ons and the many uses of essential oils, and even the fact that even big companies like Glade now are putting essential oils into their
little plug-in ones.
Even the big companies are getting in on the essential oils. All right, we are out of here. Happy New Year from everybody, and we will talk to you next week.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.